Thank you. God from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which he called you by our gospel, for obtaining the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or our epistle. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. There are many important Christian words in this text, a whole list of them. Beloved, salvation, sanctification, belief, truth, gospel, brethren, glory, word, epistle. Do we remember and understand all of them? What does Paul mean with them? In a sense, Christianity was new when Paul wrote to the congregation at Thessalonica, and yet Christianity was already ancient. It was the faith of Adam and Eve, of Abraham and Sarah, of Moses and Miriam, of Ruth and David and Isaiah and Jonah and Esther. And now it was the faith of Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the faith of Mary and Martha, the faith of Peter and Paul. But because it was the preaching of the fulfillment of the Old Testament, it seemed like a new thing. People questioned it. Was Jesus really the promised Messiah? Did he really fulfill all those Old Testament laws and Old Testament prophecies? Or do we need to keep those Old Testament rituals of Sabbath and sacrifice? When Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, there were all kinds of other new religions and philosophies in the Roman Empire, brought in from Persia and the Middle East, from Greece and Egypt, Zoroastrianism, Gnosticism, Hellenism. Which one was right? Were any of them right? Paul speaks of truth, and he means the truth of God recorded in Holy Scripture, the Bible. What we read in the Bible is true because there God reveals himself and his work. He is the creator of the world. He is the redeemer of the world. He is the sanctifier of all. Paul is writing to comfort and encourage the Thessalonian Christians and also us with the knowledge and assurance that they were chosen by God. God from the beginning, he writes, chose you for salvation. This comfort was needed because some of them thought that they had missed Judgment Day, the day of entering into heaven. They were surrounded by so many false ideas, they were becoming confused. We face this same confusion today. We are surrounded by false ideas, false religions, false philosophies. But Paul writes to encourage and comfort us and the Thessalonians. You were chosen by God for salvation. He will not deceive you. He has called you by the gospel of Jesus Christ to be his own dear children. Stand fast, stand firm in this gospel, this good news, this salvation. It is the truth. It is a sure and certain thing. In the verse following our text, Paul says, God has loved you and given you everlasting consolation, everlasting comfort, and good hope by grace. We all need to hear these words of comfort and encouragement because we all have sinned, and sin is inside us and all around us. It is tempting, it is so tempting, to give up and join the world. But God has delivered us from the false and deceitful world, the world of lies. He has given us truth and glory and everlasting life. It is the truth of salvation for us and for all people. And so Paul calls us back to the reality and truth of God's promises. God always keeps his promises, as Scripture clearly teaches us. Paul calls us brethren, brothers and sisters in Christ. This is God's promise, that we are beloved by the Lord. This is God's promise. If we are loved by the Lord, what else matters? If God loves us, he will forgive us and save us. He says we will obtain glory of Jesus Christ. We will inherit heaven and be restored to paradise. What more can we ask? We are brethren of Jesus Christ. God has adopted us as his dear children. What higher calling can there be? And so Paul encourages us and urges us, stand fast, stand firm, hold on to what you were taught. Paul doesn't just say, believe me, trust me. He says, believe what I taught you and what was written to you, because it is from God himself, from the Holy Spirit, and therefore it is the truth. This is God's plan from the beginning. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we walk these 40 days of Lent with our Savior Jesus, be encouraged and be comforted that he suffered and died for you. Your sins are atoned and paid for. God has cast them into the depths of the sea. He has removed them as far as the east is from the west. We ask God to remember that and to remember us. This week in the church year is called in Latin reminiscere, which means remember. And we ask God to remember his mercy and to forgive us as he remembered Noah, as he remembered Abraham and David and Peter. This is the gospel and the truth that has been passed down to us. Stand firm in this truth and this comfort that God has chosen you for salvation, and you shall obtain glory in Jesus Christ. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. Let us pray. We pray from Psalm 25. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindnesses, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me, for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.